please welcome Alan Munga.
This poem is by Ningi Osundari. He's a poet from Ghana. And this poem is entitled Icing of Change. Enjoy. Icing of change. Icing of the beauty of the Athens without its slaves. Of a world free of kings and queens and other remnants of an arbitrary past. Of the earth with no sharp north or deep south, without blind curtains or iron wars. Of the end of warlords and prisons of hate and fear. I sing of the sun radiating ignorance and the stars informing nights of unknowing. I sing of a world reshaped. Thank you.
19-year-old Alan Munga was born and raised in Zambia, moving to the U.S. in the summer of 2017. He is a junior at Deering High School and hopes to pursue a career as an actor after finishing school. He loves to read and memorize poems, and although he's only been in the U.S. for a little more than a year, he became the State of Maine Poetry Out Loud champion, making his way to the national competition in Washington, D.C. Almost banned from competing, he managed to successfully sue the National Endowment for the Arts to win the right to recite poetry in a national contest despite his immigration status. Alan is a strong advocate for immigrants at his school and all over Portland. Alan, thank you. What is your connection to Maine?
I came here about a year ago. Yes, from Zambia. Yes. Wow.
What is your attraction to, your draw towards poetry?
My attraction towards poetry is I feel when words can't express certain feelings, poetry really brings out the deeper emotion of a person. So bringing other people's words to life is what brought me to, drew me to poetry, yes.
So what is your process for preparing? Because you're reciting, you're reading poetry this evening. So what do you, how do you get ready to do that?
I pray and drink a lot of water.
Prayer and water works. So is there a piece of poetry that you didn't select for this evening that we should still check out?
She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron.
Beautiful. You got to pick something. Always go with Lord Byron. All right. Thank you so much.
Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, is online at soundbitesme.org.